I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Schitt's Creek After Show, Episode 8, the Presidential Suite. We are here to talk about all things Schitt's Creek. We're not doing it alone. Hey, what's going on? Did I mess up
already? No, I love the lights.
Dance lights. We are here with a very special guest. Sitting right next to me is Rizwan Manji. You might know him as Ray Bhutani. Welcome Woo-hoo! To the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, all right, real quick, I'm going to introduce our other hosts that you know. So I'm Lauren, by the way, and why am I here? I'm here because if I'm not watching Schitt's Creek, I'm Instagramming about Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
Oh boy. All right. And then over here, we've got Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, guys.
Rachel is our TV sitcom lover. Don't ever go up head to head in a quiz because she will out quiz you. And then we've got Megan right over there grew up in a town just like Schitt's Creek.
My own special little shit.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I've been referring to some of y'all as citizens, so welcome, citizens. Have no idea if they like it or if they're very offended, but you know what? Let us know. We're also on YouTube Live right now, so
yes.
If you have any questions, Megan is checking out the Q&A portion, so ask your questions, and then we're going to do an interview in a little bit. But we do want to cover our topics. We've got Ted and Alexis, we've got the ribbon cutting at the new motel, and we've got David and Patrick wedding photos and spray tan. You might be able to talk about that. But let's start with Ted and Alexis. So let's start with that because, OMG, spoilers ahead. So, Riz, I got to ask, did you know about... You watched it with us.
I watched it with you. I did know because I didn't gasp like the rest of you did. So I did know what was going on. It is very emotional to watch it, you know, happen because I never saw this scene being shot. But yeah, it was a little sad.
Mm.
And I guess by your reactions, you also felt that way.
I'm still processing it. I'm still
right.
You like
right because we have predictions that we do at the end of each episode, and we always talk about
what did you guys predict about them.
I feel like I felt this coming. I knew this was going to come because I always said Alexis, her character, you know, she's got a lot building, a lot going for her in the town. So I really see her really wanting to get back to where she used to be, you know, and how prominent her career was at one time, or just how prominent she was. I don't know if she had a big prominent career, but I feel like I saw this happening, and they just are both awesome people that they want, that you can see the love between them and how they both, like, they want them to do well in life. And I think that this just goes back to how her character has grown from the beginning of this.
Yeah.
I mean, what you said, it really shows how mature she is and how much she has matured from season one and just... It's just such a healthy, positive, happy relationship. And you can tell that there's not just physical attraction or chemistry, but it's like a deeper respect, friendship level. And they want what's best for each other. And they're willing to, like, I'm like, this is couple goals.
Yeah. and Annie Murphy killed that scene.
That's what I wanted to say is, like, I love that. I first of all, I think she's amazing and so talented, but I think that there's very few people who can just juggle that, like, we're laughing at her because she's doing a character, and then to bring it into such a real thing, it's very hard to do that, and I just, props to her because she's very amazing, and she does that so flawlessly to take you on that journey. So.
Yeah, now, Megan and I have talked in the past about thinking that that he was going to show up the last episode.
Yes.
So now that he's shown up now, and we may assume he may not be on again, or he may come back again.
Can't say anything.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine.
Oh yeah, and you predicted.
I'll hear your predictions.
Yes, I predicted a proposal. Like he was just going to knock on her door, and she's like, "Who's there?" And then just a ring, and he's in a tux, and he's on one knee, and. It's like, baby, I miss you. I love you. Let's go back to the Galapagos.
It still happened.
Interesting.
Right? So it's interesting what will happen then with her character specifically, because now we have six more episodes for her character's arc to make something of herself without us wondering what's going to happen with her and Ted. So the flashback when she goes to talk to Twyla was really nice because mm-hmm. those have been intimate moments we've seen before. Then we get that flashback, and I'm like, oh my gosh, these flashbacks are going to just be a whole supercut of her and Ted. But it was just the one.
Yeah,
it was cute.
And then
they cut out the line. It was such a sweet moment, and they cut out the line right after it, where she says, "There must be one other girl prettier than me," which I think is the funniest thing.
But oh gosh, yes.
After she's like, when he says, "You're the prettiest girl," and she's like, "Well, there'll be. I'm sure there's one." Yeah.
So humble.
Yeah. So what did we think of that scene? Because I have a feeling that on like the Facebook groups that they're just going to be talking so much about this last scene, how sad it is mm-hmm. and sweet.
Yeah, no, it was very sad, sweet moment, but you know, again, they want the best for each other. I'm in a long distance relationship myself, so I can definitely relate to this and how hard it is. So
yes, but if anything, for me, this was personally the best way that it could have just like, you know, like a nice mutual agreement on something. But
you're the one who thinks that there was supposed to be a proposal.
Yes, I'm still hoping for it. I'm still hoping for it, and this is all, you know, he's just gonna pull out a ring and be like,
right,
JK.
Okay, so I have a question for the ladies. So there's a thing called dad jokes. Okay. And you're a dad. Do you have dad jokes? Do you kind of do those
I probably just think I'm really funny and
they yeah. So what I'm wondering, because what we notice with Ted is the more nervous he gets, the worse his puns get, yes. his animal puns.
Yes.
And we think it's endearing, but you two, could you tolerate? Do you have a certain level of how much puns you'll accept from?
Hey, I'll take a lot of puns.
Oh, you will?
You know,
okay.
I mean, I like a guy yeah. with a sense of humor. Come on, pun me all day long. Let's go.
All right, so hashtag pun me all day long.
That's yes. right. It's hashtag.
If you have any of your worst puns, go ahead and put them in the comment yes. section. And also, it's not just here on the YouTube Live. So what if you're watching? We're not doing this live. There's got to be some other ways that you can talk to us. So, Rachel, would you tell the fans how they can talk to us?
Yeah, so if you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. If you are watching us or just listening to us on YouTube, give us that thumbs up. We love to hear from you guys. We love your comments, so keep them coming. We love hearing from you. I personally love AfterBuzz. It's been great for me and for my comrades. We've learned so much here. Mm-hmm. So, and you're the reason why we're the ESPN of TV Talk. That's right.
I love this.
I love
music.
That.
Yes.
Why
right
is it there? There should be a rainbow that comes right over me as that happened as well.
I've got a pen. Do, 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 do. And then I just stab Riz. Sorry.
Thanks.
And that's how it ends. All right. So thank you very much. Let's move on to topic number two, the ribbon cutting at the new Rosebud Motel.
Yeah.
So
these were the scissors that
right.
were used.
Yeah, they were, what were they? Were they were cuticles?
Cuticle scissors.
They were the cuticle scissors.
Do you want to describe those? What those are for someone like me?
I have a pair of my own, but I cut my eyelashes with those.
Okay.
So
they're okay.
They're very small yes. and dainty, and they're definitely not made for ribbon cutting.
They're just the tiniest things, just obviously meant for very like up close detail. You're not going to use like right. here's some, you know, right. like. Office scissors, but
Moira's not pulling out a big like office supply kind of
pliers
to cut the ribbon. Okay, so they cut the ribbon. They're there with Roland and Jocelyn, and then they're mm-hmm. jostling for the presidential suite.
Stop it! That was a pun. I loved it.
Jostling with Jocelyn. Hashtag.
Yeah. So they all want to stay in the presidential suite.
Yes.
Basically, they want to christen. Is that what it is? They want to christen the presidential
yeah,
suite?
Yeah, they got to get that boom boom. Like, come on. yeah, I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, that's their little baby that they've now bought and built from the ground up. And so, hey, it's time to christen that thing. Okay.
Yeah. So what was funny is Johnny at first is like, no, I don't want to do that. And Moira's like, come on. And then they decide they go into the room. And then in comes
Jocelyn and Roland.
And the baby.
Just to top it all off, the baby.
Right.
They get into that little spat of who's going to actually stay. in the room, but we all knew who was going
to
win.
And I love how Moira and Johnny are just, like, slow dancing to, like, the record playing. They're walking. Oh, no, we're just Clinton. Take it off.
Right.
What was it, a JFK impersonation?
That yeah, yeah, they were doing dueling Kennedy impressions.
Do you have a do you have a Kennedy impersonation?
Oh, Lord, no. I'm Canadian. I'll blame them.
I love it.
Yeah, that was funny. But what's interesting, the last time we saw we saw Johnny and Moira trying to get intimate was in the cabin. Bob's cabin, and that didn't work out, although they did spend the night and then they had to awkwardly leave.
That was great. So, was that when he got caught skinny dipping?
No. From the RC Royal Canadian RCMP, right? That's what the Canadian police.
Mounted police.
RCMP. Yeah. I was trying to be a hot shot because because I like hockey and I used to love You Can't Do That on Television, one of the best children's shows.
Yes.
We could talk about that. I had a crush on
splattered all
Yes, I had a crush on Moose. But that's another story for another time. You're looking at me funny. So let's move on to topic three. All right, I'm a freaky fan of Canadian shows. All right. David and Patrick's wedding photos.
Oh.
So sweet.
So, I've wanted to know for the entire series your ideas for characters, because you've done a lot of amazing characters.
Oh, thank you.
And what I love is your work in the different types of characters you create. So, where did Ray come from?
You know, it's so funny about Ray because I had no. Usually we go in an audition for stuff, and this was the first time I had been offered this role based on I had just finished Outsource, and they had seen my demo, and they were like, "Hey, we," and so I really was nervous when you get there because when you've auditioned, you know what you've done, but you have to sort of like create this person. So we had a table read, and the table read that I had was for not the episode that we were going to be shooting; it was for the next episode because they had already done the table read for the one that the. Season one, episode two is when I first appear. So we were doing the table read for episode three, which was The Sign. Remember?
Yes,
it's not your sister. Yeah. So that's the scenes that I was reading at the table read, and I'm like, I don't know what, and then I just, you know, you just do something,
right?
And afterwards, nobody said anything, and I went up to Dan, and I'm like, hey, he's like, I love it. Let's do that. And it was that, you know, you just sort of like think, oh, this is, and I credit the writing. Like the writing is so specific, as I was saying, that it kind of lends it, like you kind of feel, oh, this is where they help you a lot because the writers are so great. So. Yeah.
I listened to an interview that you did and you talked about your creative process because, you know, it's like.
Oh, I have a creative process.
Well, you were talking about the lines the night before.
Yes.
So you get the script and you don't sit there and memorize the night before.
No, you go
in the next day and you organically kind of do
That's
it.
Right. I love to be there at the rehearsal doing it because then I feel like if I memorized it, then I've memorized the way I'm going to do it. And it's very hard then when the other actor is doing something differently. Oh, wait, I imagined in my head this way, so I feel like it makes it more organic. If you're, and then you have to learn the lines quickly before.
That would be hard for me.
I'm still good at learning the lines very quickly.
Good.
So
all right.
Do that.
So can you call up picture two, and then while we're bringing up that picture, so for Ray, he's would you say syrupy sweet to a fault? Would that be?
You guys answer. Aww.
I love his attitude. It's just always so upbeat and so positive and just.
Yeah.
Ray would be, I would laugh so much at him just all the time. I love every time Ray comes on, I'm just like. You would be the guy in town. I'd be like,
oh,
that guy.
Yeah. Right.
So, oh, yeah, there we go.
Hilarious.
So we've got this picture here. This was a flyer. Was this from one of the first episodes?
This is a flyer that's in my office.
Okay.
Because I'm, you know, the number one, whatever that is, a travel agent, real estate agent, photographer, all of it.
Did they do photos of you and say, hey, we've got to make some background paperwork for you?
If you want to believe, this photo was taken by my friend Hus Madavji at Hugo's.
Here in Los Angeles.
No before way. I had met anyone on set. So they asked me, they said, hey, we need to do a park bench. That's the same picture that's on the park bench. And they called me and they said, can you send us a photo? And we were outside Hugo's, and I said, can you just take a photo? And I took that photo, and we sent it, and now it's in all the brochures. It's on the park bench. It's the same photo.
See, what other...
This was before I met anyone.
Wow. What other Schitt's Creek after show would you get that kind of inside information? That a photo wasn't even from there. So that's amazing. All right. So I want to show picture number one, and I want you to talk about this one right here. This is some of the cast doing a live tweet.
This was our... I think this was the first time in L.A., it was going to be airing on CBC and Pop, and we all got together at some. I think this was like a hotel that we all went to, and we just all were live tweeting from there.
Wow.
I think that first season where nobody was watching the show, it was the first and second episode aired on the same night, on that same night, and we all went together and we were like, we're gonna live tweet, and at that time it was, you know. Obviously, nobody knew about the show.
Before Netflix. Right?
Before Netflix, nobody really knew about the show. And so, yeah, this was us going, please watch our show.
So that's Emily, right? Emily and Red. Emily, and Jennifer.
Jen and Sarah.
And Sarah.
And there was other people. There was other people there. I was there.
Yeah.
But I'm not in that photo, but there was other people there.
All right. So cute.
Memories.
That was the first episode. That was us doing it for the first time.
How long after the show went on Netflix did you know that things were going to change?
Because for the first few years, I was telling people, oh, you should watch this show. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. It's Schitt's Creek. And either I would be like, oh, I'm not in camera. I was like, oh, it airs on Pop. I don't get Pop. I'm like, you do get Pop. You need to. So it was a lot of that. I think after I got on Netflix, I might have actually been flying to shoot another season of Schitt's Creek. And on the plane, it might have been the flight attendant was like, are you Ray Botani? And then I was like, wait, people are watching this show. Great.
Yes.
So then I think Netflix changed.
Yeah. I mean, my wife and I binged the show and then we bought season 5. It was like $20 and we're like, come on, for $20. And then the Christmas episode, $2. Okay, sure. Like, how often do you just buy a show because you love it so much?
People are obsessed. And I think, people are also now watching it on Pop TV. Like they're watching it, and it's an interesting experience because they're watching it week to week, they've watched it like a Netflix show.
Yes.
They binged all of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it actually does give it some, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Right. Because you're watching it, week to week.
Yeah. Right. That's amazing. Do we want to go to predictions? Anything else about this episode? We kind of covered.
I just wanted to know. I mean, this is just me. Like, when you're on a show like this and you just... Does it just feel like a family? I mean, after so many seasons and it's just you are getting to know each other and it's just... I mean, do you feel that, like, community family vibe? And is it when it's, like, coming to an end, are you just like, this is so, like, weird?
It was very weird. Like, the final episode, which I will not say anything about.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
Even after that, it was like a lot of tears, which I wasn't expecting, you know what I mean?
Because
it wasn't like we were, like, I, especially my character, I live in LA and I'm not in all the episodes. I'm in like 3 or 4 episodes a season.
Right.
So I'd fly in, I'd do my little thing and then come out.
Yeah.
But just in 6 years, you just get to know these people really well. And I didn't think I was going to be as emotional as I was. I was like, wait, it's over.
Yeah.
This was a thing that I was doing for 6 years. Like, I even had brought my, one of the seasons, I brought my entire family. Like, we flew to Toronto, we came to set, we did.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a big deal. Yeah.
Right.
Not expecting it to be that, and that's what it ended up being.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any memories from set that you're like, oh my gosh, that one memory was just, or one thing that happened that was hilarious or scary or weird?
So I think I mentioned this on my Instagram as well, was the scariest day was the first episode, shooting the first episode, the first scene, and just me and Catherine and Eugene was frightening. Again, because I had not auditioned, so you just go in and you're... And I think they ended up having a... Well, I think this is funnier, and I think this between them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real... And I was just, like, there. And the thing about them, too, is, like, both of the ideas were funny because they're, like, geniuses, right?
Yes.
But very, like... They made it very comfortable very early on. So I was very nervous. And then once we started shooting, it just became...
That's awesome.
It just became
Do you get
easy.
Nervous a lot of the time when you're...
I've been doing this for a really long time, so yes. I don't a lot. You know, this was 6 years ago. I've already, like, I was on a show. I was a series regular on a show, and, you know, I had worked with Tom Hanks, which I was nervous about when that happened. But this, but, you know, Eugene and Catherine are, like, legends, right? And you also, and you're cast in a part where you have to be funny, and so you're, like, you know, you almost, at first you're like, they're going to judge me. Am I going to be funny? They'd be like, this, why do we cast this guy? He's not funny at all.
Right,
So you feel, but they were not like that at all. They were so welcoming and so warm.
Cool. Yeah.
Oftentimes in a show, there's a character who's kind of us, the, what you would say, the normal person in a world of weirdos. I'm trying to think in Schitt's Creek who that might be.
That's a question because, for you guys.
Anyway, it just came to my mind. The perfect time to do it while we're on live, right?
But maybe Twyla?
Twyla, but even in a way, Twyla sometimes is the kind of caregiver, but sometimes she seems like she's, you know, not really saying the best answer. Kind of like, yeah.
I know who it is. It's Moira.
Yes.
What show are you
watching? I don't know. Schitt's Creek. I'm on the Schitt's Creek After Show. It's Moira.
Oh my gosh! When she grabs her, when there's the fire, and she grabs her wigs and just calling out names.
Gosh. Did you guys? Any of you guys go to the pop up?
Yes. So yeah, here in Los Angeles, there was the pop up,
and New York,
and New York. The day afterwards, my wife at the time was working at a donut shop here in Los Angeles. She's helping a customer, and then guess who walks in? Oh, Dan Levy. Oh. And I can totally imagine if you're a, if you're helping a customer and you see somebody else who you just totally love, inside you're like, how do I get the F this person either out of here? So it was nice.
Aww.
Yeah. Did you go to the Papa?
I did.
I love it.
I went to the, they had like a premiere night of Pop Up, and it was really nice. And Sarah was there, Emily was there.
That's awesome.
And then Norman Lear showed up, and then Mindy Kaling showed up.
Oh my God.
And people were just like, they were like, we're just fans of the show. I'm like, wait, what? And then my cast from Perfect Harmony, like Bradley Whitford, and they all, you know, Will, and they all showed up for the premiere. So
that's awesome. That's amazing. That is like beautiful, amazing, lovely support when you have friends like that who do that.
I'm sure that's so crazy as a professional actor and as amazing of a career as you've had to just have all these people. You're like, wow, whoa, you're a fan of my show? Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're not just Schitt's Creek, but Perfect Harmony, which is the new show that I'm on. They're just the best cast ever. And I've been very lucky to be on cast it's not always the case. Mm-hmm. You don't get along with people all the
time. Yeah, very true.
But this cast has been so amazing.
Would you talk about Perfect Harmony? Like, what's it about? Where do we watch it?
Perfect Harmony is on NBC. We aired our season finale, but you can binge watch it now on Hulu and on NBC.com. And it's fun because it's about a church choir. And so there's a lot of music. And we do, like, mashups. We did, like, Eye of the Tiger with Hallelujah and, like, Ave Maria and Believe.
Yes.
Shares Believe. So it's a really fun show. And Bradley Whitford's in it. And Anna Camp from Pitch Perfect, if you've seen that.
Yes.
And,
yes, I love it.
And also True Blood.
And True Blood. Oh, she's been in everything. They're like, they're like television royalty, the two of them.
That's amazing. How's your voice? Did you go in having an audition?
I'm so happy that they didn't ask me to sing at the audition because I would have never gotten the part.
are you a singer?
So I'm like a shower singer.
Like a shower singer.
Okay.
And so I do sing on the show because I'm in the choir and I'm also the reverend. I always make a lot. I was like, I'm Muslim in real life and I'm the reverend of a church.
I
do sing in the show. So they're helping me and I'm learning and I'm getting better.
I love it.
I rapped. That's what they let me do. So everyone has like a solo.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, his singing is not so. I did a rap. So it was good.
did they give you any vocal warm-ups? Did you do any vocal warm-ups on set?
Oh, we they're always like, Riz, stop singing. we're getting better. I'm learning from the best. Anna and Will is amazing, and Gino is a Broadway singer, and Timberly. Wow. They're all amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, I'm so glad. All right, do we have any predictions?
Before predictions, I just want to say we do have a lot of chats going on in the live chat, which is very exciting. So we have 60-second reactions is saying they love you.
Oh, thank you.
And then we have just like a bunch of people loved you and outsourced. Oh. That would be Stevie. What is your favorite song? Someone wants to ask.
What is my favorite song? Oh, does anybody listen to Bollywood songs? Actually,
yeah.
I won't say Bollywood song, but it's really funny. I'm like really a big fan of Tracy Chapman.
Oh.
And my daughter, I think it's called Give Me One Reason.
Give me a reason to stay.
And then my daughter's like now she wants to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, she was listening to the song and then she started singing it. Yeah. And I'm like, I love the song again. So that's right now, that's my favorite song because my daughter's singing it. And it's just like, it's really funny.
All right. So you're going to think it's a weird question, but I have a point. Would you like to sing any TV show theme songs?
Oh, I love TV show theme songs.
So,
did you guys see our little thing that we did? You guys have to all go. The Perfect Harmony cast
right.
sang NBC theme songs.
Yes, I did
like,
see
acapella.
That.
You have to watch.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. But is it true that you had theme songs on tape and you would listen to it in your Toyota?
How do you know that?
That's what I'm known for. Always pulling out crazy things.
This guy knows everything.
So wait, I'm going to guess the Toyota. This was what years? When was this you had your Toyota? I'm going to guess which model.
So 1993.
So it wasn't a Tercel, right?
It was not a Tercel.
Okay, all right. So I had a Toyota Tercel. So when I read that, I'm like,
I had two types of Toyota.
Oh, you did?
I had a Corolla.
Okay.
And then at some point I had a Camry. I don't know, but I had a Corolla and
all right.
a Camry.
But you used to listen to theme songs.
Box. Yes, I did. Come and knock on our door.
Yeah, come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you.
Where the kids? Oh, that's my favorite show ever.
I don't even know what song that is. I'm like,
well, let's do it together. Three's Company 2. One, two, three.
Three's Company 2. Oh, boy. All right. So any quick predictions before we talk more?
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Wow. I am still going to hold on to Ted's big proposal. I do strongly feel, I really just have a strong feeling. I feel like just, even with all the things going on, I feel like he's so in love with her. And he's going to be like, wait, why would I, like, let her go? Because she's helped me transform. And I feel like that's just a good, like, thing in a relationship when you know that you both are helping each other grow and mature. And you're giving, like, you're helping each other be the best version of yourself. So I am hoping for an engagement proposal. Still.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to be blank face. Yeah. Right.
No, just what I've been saying. I just think that it's going to get to a point at the end where they have to choose to stay in Schitt's Creek or they have to go back into regular life with this beautiful mansion and you know, live the high life. And I think that they're going to stay in Schitt's Creek. I think they're going to stay in Schitt's Creek. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm wondering, is somebody going to leave? Somebody going to leave to, like, the big city, like New York City, you know? I was thinking, could Alexis move on to New York, which could then be a spinoff show where she's now doing, like, a Miranda from Devil Wears Prada?
Ooh.
So I just have a seed of an idea of how we can spin off a character into a different show.
Well, I also just had a thought, too. I wonder, I have a prediction that some people are going to stay in Schitt's Creek and want to settle down and then some people are going to want to leave and just kind of, like, spread their wings. But I have a feeling some are going to stay and some are going to go.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Yeah. This isn't for you. This is for us. So don't worry about it.
I don't want to give anything away. I need to just smile. I don't want to nod.
Like,
I don't want to be like, no.
What does his smile mean? I saw a slight.
I was just smiling at everybody.
Your left eye twitched slightly. Oh, so.
All right. Okay. All right. So thank you. All right. So, so your early career, your first job, was it on a movie called Sue?
Sue.
You were a newsstand owner.
Yes.
So what is it like, because we have a lot of people here in LA who are actors, what is it like to get your first role? At that time, did you think, I am in a breakout movie, or was it like, I got a job?
Sue was an independent movie, which I don't even know if, I don't even know where you can see this right now. I was very excited to get cast in a movie because I had auditioned a lot and got nothing. So I didn't think it was my big break, but I was like, oh, I got, like, it's, you know, it's just happy to be in something. Yeah. So yeah, I was excited.
Rachel, when
I want to go back to, we were talking about, so Annie Murphy did an interview on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yes.
She talked about how she was literally crying in the Pacific Ocean. Her house had burnt down.
Heard about this.
Yes, and she basically was about to give up on acting because she hadn't been in anything in years.
Yeah.
So I was curious, has that ever happened to you? Because we have a lot of people, I'm an actor as well, like we're all in this industry, and have you ever had those moments where you're like, I just want to give up, or I don't think this is going to work out for me?
I think a lot of people have that story because we quit a lot. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Like, I don't know, I quit like, I think an hour before I got here. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Pilot season sucks. And then, yeah, so, I mean, it just, as you can tell, it's, this business is not easy in the sense that we are constantly, like, imagine if you're in any other job, you'd be constantly interviewing for a job. Even after you get a job, then like 2 weeks later, you're like interviewing again. So it just feels that way a lot. So I have been in that situation only because I've been in that situation a lot. I've quit a lot. And then, like, I actually went on a year, backpacking trip because I was like, I can't do this anymore. I came back, I was like, I want to be a lawyer.
Right.
Of course, you know, as soon as you decide to do something else, that's when other things happen.
So, yeah.
Of course.
I get it. Can you bring up picture 6? Because I just love the way you're dressed in this one. This was one, a show called Shake It Up.
Disney Channel.
Disney Channel.
Yeah. So you've done a few of these shows geared towards
kids.
Like, kids.
So I've done, I did Shake It Up a while back, but then I also did Suite Life and Hannah Montana.
Yes.
And now I'm on a Disney show called Sydney to the Max. Mm-hmm. I have 3 kids.
Yeah.
And anytime I get any audition for a kid's show, they're, you have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, they, and then they come to set and they get to, I mean, it's also fun because a lot of, you know, multi-camera shows, you guys know, multi-camera, single camera, but like live audience shows.
Yes.
It's fun to do that because they still do, even though they think it's a dying breed, they still do multi-camera shows. And this is a good way to sort of practice the multi-camera.
And what I know, a friend of mine was on Big Time Rush, is forever as these kids grow up and go into junior high and high school, they will see you on the street and they will freak out
love you. Because they also watch, like, you know, I was on one episode of Shake It Up, but they'll watch, like, my kids also, they'll watch the same episode over over again. So to them, they're like, oh my, you're on, like, every
that'd be so fun. That'd be like, my dad. Did you see him? Like, oh my god.
Are they like that?
No, my kids are not like that. They're not. I had them. My kid. I was on this show called Odd Squad. Like this movie version. They did a movie of Odd Squad.
Yeah.
And I had a tiny role in it.
Yeah.
And we were going out on me and my wife were going on a date night, and I told the babysitter, let them watch Odd Squad. Their dad's in it. And I came home after. I was like, yes, how was it? They were like, you were barely in it.
That's
my,
you're like,
that's my kids have my same sarcasm, so it's great.
Oh my god, critics!
Oh
all right,
my god.
Oh boy, all right. So you've been on Perfect Harmony, The Magicians,
yes, which I've done a.
An AfterBuzz show for The Magicians, Sydney to the Max, Mr. Robot.
Yes,
boy, that show was crazy. Backstrom Outsourced, and then in 2004, you wrote and directed and starred in your own movie.
Yes, we shot it on mini DV. Do you guys know what mini DV is?
It's an old format,
like literally like this. We shot the whole. It was like a mockumentary, sort of like Strictly Ballroom or like The Office,
where your
your
character becomes famous in a local community.
Yes,
yeah,
the Indian community for being in a movie with Tom Cruise.
Oh my God.
You should all watch it.
That's all our dream, right? And then 2014, I think we have picture 3. I think you were in Dr. Cabby.
Yes.
In 2014. I love this again because of the way you're dressed.
My.
And I love the way you two match. And then.
She's playing my wife.
Okay.
That's Mercia Monroe, who you guys might know from Episodes. Anybody watch Episodes?
No, I didn't.
No, was that Matthew Perry?
Matt LeBlanc.
Or Matt LeBlanc, okay.
She's awesome, but this was a movie that we did in Canada.
Got it, okay.
And it was interesting, it was fun.
That's awesome.
Fine.
All right, well, I'm sure there'd be more pictures, but I have a picture of the Toyota that I would like to bring up with you. No, I'm just kidding.
these things?
So many things. Did you go to Crescent Heights High School?
I did
in Calgary.
I did. And I'm going to be doing their I'm going to be speaking at their graduation.
No way!
Yeah.
Yes.
They call me, they're like, hey, I was like,
Is that trippy for you? Like in high school, would you have ever thought when you're grown up that you would come back and now be this like hometown? Like,
well, I was like, I'm going to win an Oscar. But I never thought about that. But I'm like, yeah, I'm excited.
Oh my
wow, that's exciting. So when does this happen? When can we see you in Calgary?
May 22nd.
And where do we get tickets for this live appearance?
Oh, it's at the Jubilee Auditorium. tickets. All right. If you're in high school, I'll see you there.
And I'm just telling Newbury Park High School, I'm available for graduation. I don't think I'm at that stature yet. All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much for being on the show. So where can we find you now? What shows are you on now that we can watch?
Perfect Harmony. Schitt's Creek, I'll be back. Amazing. For more episodes.
All right. And your Insta, your social, how do we find you?
Riz_Mungy is on Instagram. Riz_Mungy is my Twitter. RizwanMungy is my Instagram. And yeah.
Okay.
Send me messages.
All right.
Nasty ones. I don't know.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Megan,
where can we find you?
I have Instagram. It is at Megan W. Gallagher. It is too long to spell.
Okay. Rachel.
You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
And I'm at Lauren Kling, LORENKLING. From everybody here at AfterBuzz, thank you so much. We'll see you next week for another episode of Schitt's Creek. Bye!
Bye, you little shits.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.